This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I screwed up.
Yeah, you can't come on. You got to let us tee you up for this for a second before you just jump on the mic.
Oh, I'm not. Dan's going to do it. I screwed up.
Well, I just I
mixed up my
you.
Songs from the 70s.
You should feel shame.
I do.
Yeah.
Our social media match is powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You should. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads on Twitter, like Tom does here. Jeff, King Harvest sang "Dancing in the Moonlight," not "Dance with Me."
Yeah.
Oh,
but who sang "Dance with Me"?
They are already Orleans.
Orleans did "Dance with Me," so it was the remnants of King Harvest singing "Dance with Me." I apologize. I was incorrect.
Tom, thank you for letting us know. We appreciate it, and our response to it is very simply.
We'll get it fixed.
That's all we can do.
Not to be confused with the ABBA song, "When You Dance with Me," or "Dancing Queen," correct?
Okay.
Just we'll making sure we're not confused. Yes. Do you apologize? I just want to hear it.
I already did.
Now I want to hear it again.
I apologize. I screwed up.
Profusely. To the hard-working people of Northeast Ohio.
I always cracked up at the beginning of the King Harvest song, "Dancing in the Moonlight."
Why is that, Jeff?
We get it on most every night. Well, congratulations.
And that nice thing.
Congratulations to you.
Hence the reason that other song would show up on all those commercials that helps get you to the place you want to go.
There you go.
So very confused.
Here, have this pill. It's blue.
Vitamin V. Isn't that what they say?
I do believe they do.
Vitamin V. Used to be able to walk into the clubhouse. Hey, would you like a vitamin V? I don't know what clubhouse I'm talking about, but apparently one of those were. So, Jeff, at 216-474-0092, if you'd like to hop in on any sports conversation, we'd love to hear from you. I was disappointed with the Cavaliers last night.
You're really disappointed with the Cavaliers.
Jeff, they played a good team last night, a team that was good.
A team that I mentioned yesterday about I wouldn't rule them out for coming out of the West.
Last night's game reminded me of a game that all the people that are naysayers against Cavaliers believe in. Kawhi Leonard looked like he was like 22 years old. I mean, he played out of his mind last night. I thought he played great.
You know the thing about Kawhi?
33 points. He was, what, he's somewhat healthy? I don't know.
I could see, I think we have seen this. We're in the Western Conference. Fill in whatever level you want to be in the playoffs. Kawhi Leonard out tonight. Why? What's he have? Well, we don't know. Such a great player.
He wasn't out last night. That's
no,
for
he
sure.
wasn't, was he?
33 points against the Cavs last night. With James Harden ended up with 22 last night. And, Bogdanovich, like every time I turned.
Zubac was awesome.
I was like, oh, he's killing us too. He had 20. Played 29 minutes off the bench last night. That's the kind of game that's, you tell me, Cavs fans, isn't that the kind of game that scares you? That makes you go, oh, maybe the Cavs did have a pretty good run. And it was fun, and it was a blast. But I don't know if they can make it past Boston.
Don't bury this team, dude.
I didn't bury them. They buried themselves last night. They did.
Well, last night.
And I got to tell you, these last couple
games. It's one game. They've now lost two in a row.
Well, and that's a losing streak, isn't it? Or do they have to win lose three for a losing streak?
Wow.
I look, I think that when they're playing well, they played well. But last night, they played against a team that was just significantly better than them, given last night's play. And we were all there, right? It was a healthy lineup.
They had a big lead early. They lost it.
Yeah,
But that happens.
It's a discouraging game, though, because I think it shows you a path where other teams can beat the Cavaliers.
Following a path that Orlando took that was somewhat similar.
I concur. And defensively, you can't give up 132 points.
Big wing guys can give this team trouble. And Kawhi Leonard did last night. We saw Orlando do the same thing with Paolo Banchero, with Franz Wagner.
I think the other part that scares me
even
is...
Even Bogdanović last night. Mitchell
has not looked very good lately. He was 2 for 9 for threes last night. And Garland didn't look any better. 2 for 6. It's a little better. He took 3 less shots. But just a little bit better.
If he had taken 3 more and hit 3 more, he'd have been 5 for 9.
That's true. I would have been good. And I would have learned my math. There are times when I just need them to get a rebound lately, especially in the second half, and the ball ends up getting kicked back out beyond the perimeter. I feel like I've seen this play plenty of times over the last couple games. Do you have any concern? 216-474-0092.
Here's the thing. I think you are slightly overreacting one game and maybe two games.
But we know, there were some... Not every game in that 16-game winning streak was perfect.
Remember,
can we be honest on that?
I'm the guy who said yesterday I don't see them coming out of the East and going to the NBA Finals. So I see what you saw last night, and I think they'll have a hard time getting to the NBA Finals. But that's okay. Everybody else will, too. I think it's a very limited group of teams that could get out of the Eastern Conference. I was texting with our buddy Sam Amico after he was with us yesterday. And later on in the day as well, Sam's sold. He thinks they've got a great chance to go. And he mentioned he was talking to a scout. He told me more about what the scout said, and he thinks the scout thought the Cavs were the real deal.
Yeah,
I think there are holes, but Andy, I think every team has holes. That's the thing. You can't sit here and say Cavs have holes. They all do. They all do. And it's the team that figures out how to cover those up and still win that's going to get to the NBA Finals.
I think the hardest part, though, is the defense on this. It's that, defensively, we've seen them play much better. And Kenny Atkinson said it last night after the game.
They play great. Elite shot-making performance by them. Poor defensive performance by us. They shot the ball great, maybe a little over their head, but our lack of discipline, fouling them, putting them on the line, and then giving them second chance points. So we didn't do the little things. We weren't disciplined. And that's why you give up 132 points.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes me like him even more, that he's not trying to sugarcoat a loss where he knows exactly what went wrong in last night's game.
Well,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the deal, I think. You can't give up, and we talked about this earlier on. The Clippers scored 37 in the first quarter, 31 in the second, 38 in the third quarter. And then all of a sudden, let's play some defense. Well, you held them to 26 in the fourth. Problem was you only scored 17. So I think there needs to be a little more defensive presence throughout the game for many teams in the NBA. The Cavs aren't alone here. There's just the scoring is outrageous in the NBA right now. And, you know, the years of the games where, you know, they were in the 80s and everybody thought, oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. It's like a football game.
Did they do the blah, 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 though?
Absolutely, they did. And now teams are just running up and down the floor like crazy and defense is a myth. That basketball is not great to watch either, you know? It really isn't. It's so wide open. It's like, hey, look at Meadowlark. He's taking that half-court hook shot.
Oh, geese. Oh, there goes Curly. Look at
Curly dribble.
He's
how about
so
that?
Good.
Oh, and look, there's an open layup to Nate Branch. Okay, great.
Were you a fan of the cartoon, by the way?
Absolutely.
I did, too, especially when they would hang out with Scooby-Doo.
Sure.
They always could help them find the mystery.
Sure.
Man, they were good like that.
But they're just going to have to bring up a little more defensive intensity. And they can. And their offense is good.
So your panic meter's at what on this team?
Well, there's no panic at all.
Oh, you're zero. You're really at zero after last night?
They lost a game.
They've lost two.
Okay, great. And they're 56-12. Now, that said, I don't think they're going to make it to the NBA Finals. They've had a wonderful regular season. They could have a really nice playoff run. It just drives me nuts to watch a lot of today's NBA where the three is so prevalent. They took 41 threes last night, and they had 49 two-point shots. It's just a lot of threes. If they're not going down, figure out another way to score. And they weren't going down as much as you'd like last night.
So help me on this, okay? Tell me. I want to just
Clippers were doing
good. The Clippers looked great last night. I thought they looked, and they looked healthy, and they played.
Nice job, Brian Shaw.
Yeah, they did an excellent job
filling in for Ty Lue.
My question for you is: can we just kind of project through the rest of this road trip before we start taking some phone calls here? Sacramento is next.
Challenge.
Phoenix is after that.
Challenge.
Utah is after that.
Not as much of a challenge.
Portland.
Maybe more of a challenge than you think.
All right.
I would think the Cavs can go 2-2 the rest of the way on this trip.
So it'll be a bad trip. It'll be, you're saying, 2-3 overall.
That's not a bad road trip. It's a bad road trip for a team that's 26-7 away from home. They've been great on the road this year. It's getting to the time of the year, Andy, where teams are trying to focus and trying to get things going in the right direction and trying to be good. And we're seeing that now. And that's, you know, it's a challenge.
All right, where are you on the panic meter for the Cavaliers right now? And, I mean, I tell you, there were points last night in that fourth quarter. They looked like a varsity team, and we looked like a JV team. And it was hard to watch because we haven't seen that all year. And, you know, the Clippers were moving the ball. Everything was going right for them. They were hitting every shot. They looked a lot like we have throughout the season. Although yesterday we just—I'm not panicking, but
I think you're panicking.
No, I'm not. I've turned the panic meter on. I'll tell you that it's on. I'm not saying that it's moving.
You're just letting it warm up.
Yeah, I am. But I don't want that needle to move off of zero. Hmm. But it's getting pretty close to one right now. I'll give you a one at this point, and we'll see where they go from this, especially because they're on the road for the next four games. So they'll be isolated out on the West Coast. Also, does this make you think there's a chance they can get knocked out of the playoffs early over these last 2 days? I know. Maybe it's overreaction. Maybe it is. You tell me if it is. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.